We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Glad you're back with us. You know, the St. Louis Blues are back from Washington, D.C. They had a great visit there with the president at the White House. Some of us weren't lucky enough to be there, but others, like Senator Josh Hawley, certainly were. Senator, good morning. Welcome into the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I saw you. I saw a picture of you walking through the halls of Congress with the Stanley Cup.
That's right. I got to help escort the Stanley Cup. Here's the thing, Mark. I asked him if I got to have my picture taken with it, and I said, why don't you let me carry it over to the room where the viewing is? And I just put my hands on it, and about five people looked up and went, no, you can't pick it up, So, anyway, apparently there's a guy for that.
Your name has to be Brett Hull before you're allowed to pick it up, apparently. He carries it all over the place. He carries it to bars and everything around here. Maybe that's a different version of it. Yeah. You know, Senator, great to have you on here this morning, and, you know, I want to talk about this whole dust-up with the NBA and China, and you know, LeBron James has really stepped in it here, in my opinion. I don't understand how this guy who makes, a bazillion dollars in the NBA can be critical of a group of people in Hong Kong who simply want the right to have that same opportunity, maybe.
You know, I don't know why he and the rest of the NBA want to become part of Communist China's propaganda machine, because that's essentially what's happening, and it's not by happenstance. Beijing wants the NBA to become part of their propaganda arm, and they want to censor, they being Beijing, want to censor Americans. And for LeBron to go out and to say stuff like, well, if you support democracy, then you're not educated on the situation. I mean, give me a break. Have you been to Hong Kong? I mean, I'd urge you to go. I just got back from there, and you ought to see these people who are literally risking their lives out there in the streets, getting beaten, getting shot at, getting gassed. And they're just doing it to stand up for their basic liberties. It's really inspiring, Mark.
Well, some of them, I read an article, some of them have, they claim that they've committed suicide, but, you know, some of the protesters have died in this effort so far. And these are the people standing up singing our national anthem in the streets of Hong Kong. And over here, we have professional athletes that kneel during the national anthem.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the demonstrators are taking our flag out into the street and proudly waving it. That's exactly right. And then we've got these athletes who can't even stand up for it. I mean, it really is quite a contrast. But, you know, here's the other thing, Mark, is that let's not forget, Beijing here wants to silence Hong Kong. They want to steamroll Hong Kong, take away all their liberty. Then they want to dominate all of their other neighbors in that region. And then they want to dominate us. I mean, that's the whole goal here. I mean, they've been ripping off our jobs for years. They've been ripping off our technology for years, China has. And we all know that they're competing with us, and they're trying to dominate us. And this is one step in that process, and this is another reason why we ought to care as Americans.
Yeah, I would agree completely. Talking to Senator Josh Hawley, Senator, can't help but mention for a moment what happened yesterday at the White House, the dust-up between Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and the president, where they walked out of this meeting. First of all, what's your take on how that went down?
Well, you know, I've heard about this. I haven't read any details about it other than just hearing that it happened. So I'm maybe not the best informed on the precise back and forth. But I'll just say this, Mark, that, you know, what the House is doing with this impeachment, quote unquote, inquiry or whatever it is it's really a disgrace. I mean, they are violating every procedure. They are not trying to get the facts. They are trying to create a partisan game here. I mean, there are normal rules for impeachment investigations, and Pelosi can't even follow those. To me, I mean, this is nothing but a partisan circus. They have turned the entire House of Representatives into a partisan circus, and they're not doing anything. I mean, they shut down the House. They won't pass anything now. They can't get anything done, because they're just more interested in playing these games. And I just think it's terrible.
There's a lot of discussion, Senator, about the possibility of Bill Barr's report coming out or being issued in the coming week or two that's going to get to the basis of this whole Mueller report and that whole investigation that started about Russian collusion. Do you have any information on that?
Well, we have heard the same thing that you've heard, that we've been told to expect a report here sometime soon, and I eagerly await it. I'm glad that the Attorney General has looked into this, the IG, and I look forward to seeing what it is that they're going to report. I think it's important that we figure out how the FBI came to launch a spy investigation on the elected President of the United States. And the bottom line here for me, Mark, is that, listen, people want to conduct oversight of this administration. Sure, every administration should have oversight. That's not what's going on in the House of Representatives. This is a partisan game. They wanted to impeach this president from literally the moment he took office. Yesterday I saw a headline from the Washington Post dated January 20th, 2017, Inauguration Day, and it was impeachment picks up steam.
Yes.
This is what they wanted to do. It's just, it's sad.
From day one. Senator Hawley, where do you stand on the troop pullout from Syria? This has pulled a lot of people on the Republican side of the aisle in different directions.
Well, listen, I think that we've got to reduce our overall footprint in the Middle East. And the president has been saying for a couple of years now, and I agree with him, we've got to get refocused on counterterrorism there in the Middle East and not being the region's policeman. Now, having said that, I think that we should not be telling Turkey that they ought to have a green light and overrun our allies, the Kurds. We worked very hard, our military worked very hard in the last few months to set up a safe zone in northern Syria for the Kurds. And I think we want to push, in fact, demand that Turkey honor that safe zone. So I don't like what Turkey is doing. I think we need to penalize Turkey and sanction them is the right move, I think. And making it clear to them that they don't just have a free pass to go and overrun these folks who have been, the Kurds who have been our partners. So we can refocus our mission, but also stand by our partners at the same time, and that's what we need to do.
Yeah, I know that the House passed a resolution basically condemning the president for that policy. Does that come to the Senate?
No, I think it's up to the discretion of the majority leader whether to take that up or not, and I don't know if he will. I doubt that he will. But, again, I understand that not to discount the gravity of the situation in the Middle East. Again, this is a serious situation. The Turks need to be pushed back and made clear that they can't just run wild. But having said that, the House Democrats will look for any excuse at any time to try and criticize this president rather than doing anything.
Yeah, I think it's a great point. Senator Josh Hawley, listen, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.